WHDD presents Susan Says.
I am so glad to see that old year go. Yuck. Let's hope all is well in the coming year, but I am a little worried. So, I went to South Carolina for my Renaissance weekend. I do it every few years. We don't wear dirndls and joust. It's a conference that you get invited to talk about your field. There are a lot of sort of important, famous people there in different fields, Nobel Prize winners, astronauts, politicians, security people. And what am I doing there? I don't know, but it's fun. Anyway, you're not allowed to really say anything that was said by these people, especially the security people, or I'd have to kill you guys. But I'm going to let you know it's as bad as we think. The climate, the courts, D.C., but we will soldier on in the new year. It was fun. On the way there, I was offered to move into the emergency seat on the airplane. Now, it's good and bad. It doesn't have a table, and you can't lean back, but you get all this extra leg room. So I said, yes, of course. And I'm sitting next to this big, burly guy. I thought, well, that's good. Now, the flight attendants, you're not allowed to call them stewardesses anymore. The flight attendants come by and say, we have to get your verbal okay that you can handle this. So I, being the comedy person, said, well, the guy next to me will save us all. I'll be the one screaming and crying, mommy. So she got this look in her eye, which is like, I think I'm going to move your seat. I said, no, I'm just kidding. I've been working out. I can do it. And oh, by the way, don't joke about having bombs in your luggage. No, I didn't do that. I'm not that dumb. Anyway, I did a comedy routine at the weekend, and it really turned out well. Especially when I told the story of how I almost died the last time I was there. I choked. Fortunately, I was having lunch with my friend and her husband, who's a doctor, and he did the Heimlich on me, but he had to do it 3 times before it worked. It was really scary. But the kind of capper to the story is I had met Dr. Heimlich, the real guy, a few years before at the Renaissance weekend. We're sitting at the lunch table. I said, oh, Dr. Heimlich, it's so great to be sitting next to you in case something happens. And he turned to me and he said, my dear, do you know how many thousands of times I've heard that? And I will say to you what I say to everybody. You're on your own, kid. So fortunately, I wasn't on my own. I did have a doctor save me. Anyway, I finished the routine with this news article I had read about women of a certain age in Japan. Now, I am between 50 and death in America, and dating is not always easy, so I was interested in learning what they do in Japan. So here it is. Women between 65 and 85 are 4 million more than men, and they don't date and they have other problems, so they are committing low-level crimes to get arrested, because in jail they get free room and board, they get good health care, and they're getting sex from the younger guards who are demanding it, and they're liking it, and they say it's really good and better. So they shoplift a lot and do other things. Yeah. Now, I don't know how well this would work in America, but I just wanted to tell you guys I won't be here next week because I'm going to rob a bank. I'll be back in, I'd say 10 to 15. I'm just kidding. Anyway, let's hope this year is a good one.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.